right, and we are back at it. It's the Thread Labs podcast with your host, Justin Dorsey. And with me, as always, is my buddy, my friend, and my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well.
That is fantastic to hear. Thank you, everybody, for listening and downloading this episode. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Spotify and Google Play. Tell all your friends, family, and everyone that you know about us, please. We appreciate all the support and everybody who has downloaded it. It's been fantastic. It's great. Find us also at Thread Labs on Instagram and at Labs Thread on Twitter. Kevin, it's a weird time of year. You know, we just had daylight savings.
Yeah.
My body's still not fully adjusted.
Yeah, it's been tough.
But I am loving the later sunlight and everything. Like leaving work and it's not pitch dark.
I am also a fan of that.
And everything like that.
It's great.
It's very great.
It gives a little bit of a more burst of energy after work.
Yeah. Now, like, I feel more energized, more ready to do stuff when I get off of work and it's not just dark and cold.
I don't in the morning, though, because it's still been a struggle to wake up this week.
Well, yeah. We had a crazy, crazy weekend.
That's true.
Me and you this weekend. For anybody who doesn't know, Kevin is getting married in a month.
And 1 month from today.
1 month from today, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is the 13th.
Exactly.
April 13th.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. It's really coming down to it. Are you excited?
Yeah.
That's good. I can see the expression.
Had a great
week. I can see the excitement on your face right now.
Had a great weekend.
Yeah, but this weekend, obviously, the name of this podcast came from the thread of text messages that me, Kevin, and a group of four other friends have that we call the thread, and we constantly talk on it nonstop. We've all been friends since high school. It's great, but we surprised the hell out of Kevin, kidnapped him, and took him up to Philadelphia for his bachelor party weekend. He had no idea.
It's true.
Some of the most planning that our group of friends has ever done, and it was all behind Kevin's back. We kept him in smoke and mirrors and everything, and I think it all turned out pretty well.
A legitimate felony took place.
It was.
I was legitimately kidnapped. I had no idea.
The video is pretty bad. We have two angles of the kidnapping. Me and our other friend had it on video while two of our other friends ambushed Kevin.
Yeah, check it out on Insta.
His fiance asked him to take something out to the car, knowing that we were lying in wait. And we came up, we snagged him, bagged him, tagged him, threw him in a van, and took him to Philly. Now, it was a little startling for you. Kevin was a little taken aback because, you know, he did think it was an actual robbery probably at the very
I was shook.
Second.
I legitimately was going out to the car to grab something. I'd just gotten home from work. And, you know, the highlight of my weekend that weekend was going to be getting Chinese food that night.
You were all about getting some Chinese food.
And the next thing I know, I'm walking out to the car and a bag is put over my head and I just get grabbed.
Yeah.
Bear hugged.
Pretty much. The biggest friend in the group gave him a real solid bear hug and maneuvered him over to the van that we had awaiting with the driver. And we just immediately went up. You were definitely noticeably shaken, though, the first 30 or so minutes of the ride.
I had no idea. It's the weirdest thing. Like, honestly, it's a wake-up call to, one, how easy it is to get kidnapped. Because if you, like, know someone's schedule or just, like, watch them for a little while, you could, like, get kidnapped.
Yeah, no. I know the two friends said that, I think, because you were just so caught off guard, you weren't just ready to like fight back or anything. And like, I mean, our one friend is pretty big. And
also, yeah,
too.
If you watch the video,
he,
I'm
like,
struggling pretty hard.
Solid bear hug,
and then I get bear hugged. The thing is, I realized what, because I was able to, you know, poke a hole in the bag that you guys put over my head.
Yeah, we couldn't find anything better. And for as much planning as we did, we did not have probably a safe method to bag you with, and we had a plastic bag, which is not recommended for anybody listening out there if you're trying to do this on your own.
It was weird how my brain shut off, though. It was like instinct only.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy. It was pretty crazy.
Fight or flight.
It was fight or flight. And I was like completely subdued.
You were getting flighted real quick.
Yeah, what if I just like expelled?
Like what do
bodily
you mean, like,
fluid.
Oh, well, that would not have been great for the van that we rented.
That's true. It was great, though. And then and then you guys didn't even tell me where we were going until an hour. Actually, you gave it up.
Yeah, I accidentally, I was just like texting in the back of the van and I accidentally said where we were going. But he didn't really know where we were going for the first good half of the trip.
Yeah, it was a while.
In the van. But we got up to Philly. We had a good time. I know it was most of...
We had an awesome time.
It was most of our friends group's first time hanging out in Philly. I know me and our one other buddy have spent time there. I mean, I went to college there and everything, but I know you hadn't been out there. Three of our other buddies hadn't been out, and we had a great time. We survived off of many, many cheesesteaks.
We ate a lot of cheesesteaks. We had cheesesteaks and then Domino's.
Yeah.
We also did I know we've talked about it on the pod a lot. We did an escape room.
We did. We did terrible. We
didn't do well.
Didn't help that
we didn't escape.
We were doing it right off brunch.
Yeah.
I think we all had kind of solid buzzes going.
It was, we did pretty well given the circumstances.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
Apparently it was like really the hardest horrible. One.
Yeah, that they had at that place. But no, so we did not do well.
Yeah, we didn't make it.
But it was still fun.
It was
great. We all had a good time.
It was awesome.
But yeah, we had a great weekend, and I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself.
Got to interact with some cool people in Philly. Got some, you know, close encounters. Got some weird situations.
Wait, what do you mean by close encounters?
I don't know, just general recklessness.
Oh, yeah. It was a good old-fashioned... good old-fashioned one of our old school days.
Yeah, it was.
That we all haven't done in a while. So that was fun. That was a good time.
The place was sweet, too. That was a really cool place. We were at.
Yeah, Airbnb was fantastic.
Shout out to Airbnb.
Shout out to June.
Shout out, June.
The person who I was corresponding with.
Left us a bottle of wine, which is quite nice.
They did leave us a bottle of wine as well. I noticed that a few Airbnbs that I've stayed in have left a bottle of wine.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never gotten a bottle of wine for Airbnb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a newer thing.
Hmm. I haven't stayed in an Airbnb in a little while, but it's neither here nor there. That was a good time. But yeah, you've only got a month left of bachelorhood.
Yeah.
Do you think has it hit you? Do you realize it? I feel like you won't realize it. Until after you're married.
Yeah, that's probably what it hit me, I guess. I mean, it's hitting me.
Yeah, it's a big step. It's a big step, something that I know nothing about. But forward to the wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. Well, it's going to be good.
Yeah, we'll get down. But yeah, nothing that exciting is happening in my life, personally. don't really have any big life landmarks. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm just slowly
wasting away my last
29th
year. You guys put together a pretty solid, Oh, yeah, it is. Well, it's all our last year of 2020s.
Yeah.
And, actually...
Excuse me.
Is it one of our friends second to last? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No.
We're all close.
It's all good. But, yeah, I'm trying to think about what we should get into. Well, I think something that we could all agree on is that it's not the time nor the place ever around this time of year to be singing Christmas carols.
That is true.
Did you see this one story of this guy? I think he was in like Pennsylvania or something like that, who apparently this guy choked out this driver.
A Pittsburgh man
choked out this driver for singing Christmas carols, which I think we can all kind of back. I mean, it's March 4th. The victim claimed that this man, Clayton Lucas, attempted to choke him in order to stop him from singing Christmas carols. Now, I don't know how I technically feel about this because I can see both sides. How do you feel about this story?
I don't think I've ever been angry enough at anybody to start choking them, to be honest.
No, that is true. I've been angry enough where I've thought about choking somebody, but I don't think I've ever been angry enough to actually choke
them. I just feel like you would punch somebody. It's more of like you have to be like in a different state to just start like throttling somebody.
Yeah, see, like I don't know if...
Like Bart,
he told the guy to stop singing. Like, I don't know if he told the guy to stop singing the Christmas carols and the guys kept going on.
Yeah,
that would be slightly different. Like, that would be like antagonistic. But if the guy was just singing Christmas carols and then he was just so upset that he decided to choke him instead of asking him to stop first, they don't really go into the details in that. And I think that's a pretty big deal.
Well, if we're going off this, we watched a pretty intense Dolph Lundgren movie this past weekend.
It was not that intense.
About demons, and Dolph Lundgren was a demon hunter.
Right.
He said demons were the reason people could go into temporary insanity. Now, maybe this guy got Dolph Lundgren'd, needed to get Dolph Lundgren'd.
Aren't demons more of a Christian type?
But Dolph was saying that it didn't have anything to do with religion. In this case, it's just the name it's given. It's just an evil...
The name that it's given, that came from, like, the Bible.
Well, in this case, it's just, like, a negative spirit. Like, okay. Like a negative...
Because I was about to say, right before we came on, you didn't even know when Lent was. And didn't realize that had been going on for a week.
I know when it is, generally. I just forgot.
You know when
it is. That it was upon us.
Like, I've had a busy week. What does that mean?
I'm a survivor, dude. I got kidnapped, okay? That's nothing to joke about, by the way.
No, that's nothing to joke about. And then we got him back.
We should probably give some money we should probably actually do some kind of fundraiser for, like, kidnapping victims or something.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't even know... Do they have fundraisers for kidnapping victims?
What is
the fundraiser that would be for kidnapping victims?
We'll just,
like, to prevent kidnapping?
Yes, or victim or survivors.
I don't know
of
if you could just prevent kidnapping.
But you can't, clearly, because I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway.
Like, that's just what police do.
Yeah, that's what
they're there to, right, well, like, help prevent. You know. I don't know if they need crowdsourcing.
For donate them. To the police.
Or FBI. I don't even know. What were we talking about? Oh, the demon.
Dolph,
the Dolph Lundgren demons thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even believe. You don't even know when Lent is. You don't know when Easter is. You don't
I
even,
know what Easter
you're
is.
You're not even giving it
I
anything.
Know that Good Friday is the 19th.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because.
Oh, because.
It's like right after.
Yeah.
The wedding.
And oh, that is true.
And I get a half day.
I actually have another wedding April 20th.
Oh, we got a busy April.
Yeah, I do have a busy April.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm looking forward to it, though. I like being busy. I'm a bit of a weekend warrior sometimes.
Okay.
A little bit.
Nice.
I like
getting done. What I was saying, back to Dolph Lundgren, he was saying, so maybe this person just got temporary insanity. Or is it severe anger
Or maybe
problem?
He just had mental issues to begin with.
Yes.
They don't really go into
Most
it.
Likely.
Which may have been just been a demon, sure. Let's just blame it on
now,
a demon.
Negative
See, that's
spirit.
What people did back in the day, too. They just blamed everything on demons. Let's just get an exorcist. Sure. This guy was clearly, he was not in the right head, but that clearly had to do with the devil possessing him. Let's get him a good old-fashioned exorcism.
Well, you never know.
you never know.
Couldn't
guess,
hurt to
I guess that's
throw
true.
One at the problem. You know?
Throw one at, throw
just
an exorcism
case,
at.
Just in case.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. You never
Better
really
safe
know.
Than sorry.
well said. Yeah, I mean, you never really know what's
Mama
going on.
Mama always said,
that's just,
"Better
but
to be
it,
safe."
It, but
aren't our mamas the same?
I wouldn't.
Shout out, Waterboy.
I wouldn't choke a person.
Shout out, Bobby Boucher.
Because they wouldn't stop singing Christmas songs. But I would definitely be really upset if somebody was singing Christmas carols like nonstop right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't have any time for that shit.
I actually do see what you're saying when you said that you see both sides of it, because like
I do see both sides.
There are some people that really care. Like the one thing I really care about is that I only allow myself to watch Bad Santa between the month, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
And if someone just started forcing me to watch Bad Santa in an off season, I might want to start choking them. I don't know.
Right, right. And they just forced it. And for all you know, you ask them to stop playing it, and they just force you to keep watching.
Yeah, maybe this guy feels really strongly about
it. I don't want to judge, you know? I'm not a jury, an executioner. I don't know what happened, but I don't want to pass judgment. I kind of get it.
His football team is getting dismantled, so maybe that's part of it too.
But you know what you will find on TV right now?
What?
The movie Die Hard.
That's true.
It was on AMC like a week ago, and that's my proof that it's not a Christmas movie. And I think that's a shut case. I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. I know I've talked about it several times on the podcast. But I think,
we talk about the same things over and over again anyway.
We do. It's circular. It is circular sometimes. But, yeah, actually, I'm trying to think of where we should go now. Let's take a quick break, and I want to come back with this one new segment I want to try out to find a little bit more about Kevin.
Oh.
So, I thought that I would try a new segment out. Kevin doesn't really know anything about it, but I thought that some of y'all out there could get to know us a little better. And not just me, but Kevin. Because I think I tend to talk a little too much sometimes when here. But we really want to know the real Kevin. So this is a little segment that I'm calling Exploring Kevin. Okay, so here we are, exploring Kevin.
NPR voice.
And, yes, this is my best NPR voice. This is still Justin M. Dorsey talking with you, and we're sitting down with Kevin O'Connor here. Kevin has been my friend for a long time, but you might not know him so well. So we thought we'd ask him some questions. First question, Kevin.
Oh, God.
What makes you tick?
Oh, I would say a, severe level of anxiety. Kind of keeps me going. High amounts of caffeine.
Wow.
And just
that's surprising.
You know, general nerdiness.
So you would say you're fueled by fear?
I would say I'm mostly in the flight condition.
Yeah, we noticed that when we captured you out this past
time.
Kevin, how do you measure life?
I've measured life. Oh, you know, measured life at a quarter mile at a time.
And would you please expound upon that? For people that aren't Faster and the Furious nerds, please expound upon the fact that you live your life a quarter mile at a time.
Boom, Fast and Furious 1, first of all. Quote from the great Vin Diesel.
Wow.
I don't know how much we can quote of movies in here.
I mean, I think we're good with movies, it's just words.
Those 10 seconds or less. I forget the rest of the words.
I don't
right
really
now.
Think that's a good Vin Diesel impression.
Yeah, it
is. What is the sexiest name and the least sexiest name to you, Kevin?
Both man, male and feminine, or just female?
If you would like to give that, yeah, sure.
Sexiest name. Oh, Sloan. Shout out Sloan.
Sexiest name?
Sexiest name.
For a woman or a man or both?
Woman.
Okay.
And least would have to be like, one of those, like, you know, like Peggy or something.
Peggy, interesting.
Not Peggy, but like, you know, one of those like older HR woman names. Sorry, HR ladies.
Do you know any Peggies?
No.
No. So that's interesting that you think it's a,
or like Pam.
A not a sexy name if you've never met.
Just something like that. Just something like an older
just
woman's
interesting
name.
Interesting to me.
What are those old school names? You know what I mean? Like
Ethel?
Ethel.
That was my grandmom's name,
Ethel.
Actually.
Sorry.
So I don't like you talking crap
maybe
about...
Maybe she was a smoke show back in the day. I've never seen
I don't like you talking crap about my grandma.
Shut it up.
Please don't do that. We're exploring you, not my family. What would five-year-old you do if five-year-old you became into your body right now?
Oh. You know, I was really short back then, so I'd probably just be psyched I was tall. You know what? I'd be doing...
Can you dunk a basketball?
Could have trained, bro.
So,
I can't.
A simple yes or no question.
No, it's I can't. Yes I can't talk about basketball, right?
So you would just be tall.
I can barely.
That's what you would do if you were five. Five-year-old
you. If you put
you
the brains of a five-year-old into the body of a six-foot-two, like what? I don't know what I would do. Ooh, probably something inappropriate.
Interesting. Would you like to expound upon that?
No. No, I wouldn't.
For the people out there, they really want to get to know you.
Use your imaginations, people.
We're exploring Kevin right now.
Well, five-year-old, I don't really know. I don't even remember 5 years old. Do you remember that?
Kevin, if animals could talk, what would be the rudest?
Rudest animal? Giraffe.
Oh, interesting. Why would a giraffe be rude?
Because they think, like, people just assume they're docile, but that long neck, and then they're just insecure about that long neck. Meanwhile, they can kill you with that neck, so they'd be rude.
Mm, that's interesting. I've never heard that one before.
Dude, that guy died. We covered it on the pod. That guy died because he got headbutted by that giraffe.
Oh, that's right. I must have blocked that out because I like to think the best of giraffes.
They're such a pretty animal. Horrible thing.
Especially little stuffed animal giraffes.
Shout out, giraffes.
If you were arrested, what would your friends and family just naturally assume that you did if they didn't know?
Some kind of white-collar crime that netted me millions.
Do you really think that your friends...
Tens of millions.
...would think that you did that?
Yes. There's some kind of cyber crime.
And your family
also... Cyber crime.
Your family also would think that you did that?
I think cyber crime is a white-collar crime. I think that's considered that.
It's interesting.
I don't really know, actually, where that would be placed in the spectrum of crimes.
I'd like to ask your family and friends if they felt the same way.
Well, we can poll them later.
Kevin, what is the best cheese?
Pepper Jack, straight up.
No, yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
It's fantastic,
like that
cheese.
I thought you'd pick something a little bit more stinky or a little bougie.
No, because I'm not all about...
Is when you came with these brand new sparkling drinks today, I thought you were just a little bit more bougier than Pepper Jack.
Yeah. Shout out Wild Basin.
Nice. Kevin, if you were to start a cult, what would the cult be like?
Oh, it would be aggressive sexually. And that's about it.
I think that's more than enough. Kevin, is cereal a soup?
Oh, that's a tough one. No.
You don't think it's a soup?
It's too hard. You can't have like scrapey things in soup.
I don't know what you mean. Haven't you ever had chicken tortilla soup?
Yes, but that's barely a soup.
They have tortillas.
I was actually thinking about that when I was saying that. But chicken tortilla soup doesn't really count. That's like a new age soup. No one was having chicken tortilla soup 100 years ago.
There's a lot of things people weren't having 100
yeah, like cereal.
Years ago. Well, I think porridge.
Oatmeal. Yeah, that's hot cereal. That doesn't count, still, though. Still, that doesn't count.
I don't
if
know
you
that.
If you only drank doesn't. Or ate soup, like does that... increase your pee for your urine frequency?
I mean, you're
because it is liquid.
You're ingesting more liquid, so I would assume that you would have to urinate
like
a little
broths.
Bit more.
I guess that's true.
That's just how science
works. Oh, broths
works.
Have a lot of water.
Broths.
Do you know the difference between broth and
Kevin? This is a segment called Exploring Kevin, not Exploring Justin. I'm Dorsey. Kevin, what would be the coolest animal to make a horse's size?
Oh, well, a horse's size. Horses are pretty big, though. Like a, you're talking about like a mini horse.
Kevin, what would be the coolest animal to make a horse's size?
T-Rex.
An animal.
That's an animal.
That is a dinosaur.
Which is an animal.
I don't know if those are animals.
It's an animal.
I don't know.
You don't count lizards as animals.
They have to be lizards.
No, they don't.
Yes, I made the question, Kevin.
Horses are huge. I don't want anything the size of a horse. I want a smaller only.
Interesting.
But I guess a whale.
To put in your pool.
I guess.
Where would you watch this whale?
Cool. You have to have an unchlorinated pool.
That would be cool to you.
Well, people have saltwater pools, I guess.
Interesting. I would choose giraffe.
But what would the proportions be?
It would be a giraffe that's the size of a horse.
But, like, that means its body would be, like, the size of a corgi and its neck would be the horse. Like, this tall as a horse.
Kevin, I'm aware of what I said.
It's a very strange creature you're trying to create.
I thought that would be cool.
All right. Well, I'm saying kangaroo then.
And then I could ride
it. But kangaroos are already kind of big as horses.
Why would a giraffe's body size be the size of a corgi?
Because if you're making it the size of a horse, a giraffe's neck is way out of proportion compared to the size of its body. So, in order for it to maintain the size of a horse, it would have to have a tiny corgi-like body to maintain the proportions with that neck. I didn't say
as tall as a horse. I said as big, but...
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Kevin, if you could eliminate one inanimate object from the world...
Inanimate?
What would it be?
I don't know. I don't really have a hate relationship with any inanimate objects like that. I guess,
You could just answer the question, Kevin.
Well, this is tough. There's so many inanimate objects out there.
It's a simple question, Kevin. There's
I don't know what would throw off the whole balance of the Earth.
I was really expecting a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think the audience was, too.
Plastic.
Interesting. That's very noble of you.
Yeah. Plastic, get rid of Trash Island.
I wasn't expecting that.
Although, I really like my Tupperware. I get glass Tupperware, I guess.
Interesting.
All right.
Well, everyone, that has been our segment, Exploring Kevin, and I hope that you learned a lot more about him today.
Just boom! Like I did.
All right, and we're back. Hope everybody enjoyed that segment. So, as some of y'all might know, I'm a giant NBA fan, so I like to get to talk about it whenever I can, but bring it over into a more mainstream way, or a way that isn't just about nerding out on basketball or something. Right. But, so recently... The point guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook, just got videoed telling a fan at a game, basically, that I'm going to fuck you up and I'm going to, like, fuck your wife.
And
up,
your
like,
wife.
Blah, blah, blah.
But he made it sound like he was going to fuck his wife up. Not.
Yeah, he said, he said, I'm going to mess the both of y'all up. And like, for anybody that doesn't know, Russell Westbrook's one of the most intense kind of NBA players in the game right now. He's always played with a chip on his shoulder. Definitely gives it his all every game, but plays with like a bit of an edge. And especially when games are going on, is kind of can be a little combative and stuff at times. But so... He said this to this, basically it was a man and a wife, but apparently this all came after the man had been accosting Westbrook, basically, like verbally,
yeah,
the whole game, and had said something along the lines of, get on your knees like you used to, which Russell Westbrook apparently took as some sort of racial kind of diss, which I didn't get, but it definitely was homophobic as hell.
Yeah.
Or whatever it connotates. But I mean, and I kind of get where Russell's coming from too, like whenever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to get into that side of the whole thing.
Well, he's getting fined for it.
He's gotten fined, and the fan after the Jazz, they kind of explored into the situation and found out kind of this guy has a history of this type of behavior.
Right.
He has a lot of demeaning and hateful tweets toward Russell Westbrook and everything.
Oh, from they his found
Twitter,
tweets?
Yeah, from his Twitter page and everything like that. So they banned him from coming to Utah Jazz games. And like, Utah has kind of like a weird history of a lot of players complaining about their fans, saying that they're a little bit worse there than some other places in the NBA.
Really?
Which is weird. But the part I wanted to like focus on more is just the idea of where we are and how fans act towards some players during games and things that are said towards fans and how certain fans feel like we've kind of made fans feel like they're entitled to do this just because.
Yeah.
And like, where do you feel about this whole thing? Because I have some thoughts on the whole thing, but how do you feel about it?
My thing is this, like, I'm usually not cool with like with the athletes like talking back to the fans, mostly just because it's like, I don't like seeing like the NFL dudes like start taunting or like saying crazy stuff to the fans during like NFL games and stuff like that. But I have a completely different outlook for the NBA because it's a completely different situation. They're so up close and you can hear everything practically, especially if you're close up.
This fan was right on the sidelines.
Exactly. And so like you can say some really crazy, because like during an NFL game or whatever, you can basically yell chants or you can yell a couple things. Yeah. They're not really, it's going to get muffled.
But see, I'm not against taunting or of any sort in any professional sport, but I feel like in a lot of ways, and I hear this at some NBA games, at NFL games a lot because I go to a lot of Ravens games, but the stuff that is said towards players.
Well, and baseball games too.
And like baseball games is kind of out of control.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And we don't allow like this to happen in any other kind of job or work environment or anything. Like I get being like, oh, you suck, or like miss that shot, or blah, blah, blah. Stuff that kind of has to do with the games.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're like talking about people to like get on your knees like you're used to that was like his quote, was like get on your knees like you're used to, and like stuff like that is like where do you get off like talking to people like that? You wouldn't do that at any other
other
job or anything.
Yeah,
but like we bred that, like this is kind of what taunting, we've like allowed this as like,
well, and people get wasted at games and stuff,
and then
too.
People spend money and they're like, well, I should be able to say whatever I want. It's like, no. Like, and it doesn't even have to do, like, you. That's just not, like, how you act as a person.
It's the same,
like, that's just
that,
not how you act as a person.
It's the same.
You don't go around being, like, get on your knees. Like, like if I'm at a restaurant and a waiter messes up my food order, I'm not going to be like, get on your knees like you used to. Start cursing them. Like, no, that's like not how you just, that's not how you act. But we allow it in sports.
Well, I think they,
for some reason,
they're cracking down though, I guess. Well, no, see, but well,
are they, like, are they really?
So.
Like, I don't know that
only
they
when
are.
It gets caught on like social
this is
media.
Like, and I totally get it. Like, you as a athlete, you have to be able, like, some of it just comes with like the territory. Like, you have to put up with a lot of shit talk and like a lot of people bashing you,
like,
or whatever.
At a way
but
game.
When it's like, there's certain lines that's like, what are we doing here? Like, this is sports.
Well,
like, how are you going to be like
it's the same losers
doing,
that
like homophobic or like kind of like just weird, like off the wall stuff that has nothing to do with like basketball, like anything to do like that.
It's the same losers that that say that kind of stuff on like Twitter and Instagram and stuff, that leave like ridiculous nasty comments or like death threats and stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't know what gets people to like drive people to do that. That, oh, that's funny. How's that funny? Like,
I don't get it.
You look like an asshole.
Nah, and I don't get that idea. Was like, well, I spend my money, I can say whatever I want. It's like, well, you don't do that anywhere else. I don't spend money on a first class flight than like.
Do you think Russell would have gotten...
Tell the flight attendant to get down and, like, what... Or, like, something like that.
Do you think he would have gotten fined if he didn't bring the wife into it?
Well, he did say the wife. And obviously, like, yeah, no shit. That's, like, stupid. Like, you can't act that way. He deserved to get the fine. That's, like... Obviously, that's bad.
Apparently
nobody is saying that that's, like, good or, like, whatever. But, like, the way the guy, like, reacted to... And was like, well, I like was trying to play himself as like the victim, as if he wasn't like doing anything. He's like, well, this is my wife's first basketball. And it's like, well, welcome to the NBA, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you were like acting like a crazy, like this wouldn't have started if you weren't just being absurdly like derogatory in your taunts toward like Russell Westbrook. And,
there's a fine line between like razzing the away like the team that's visiting, you know, the visiting team, like if it's Steelers are in town and you're like, oh, you suck, you know, whatever, like you said.
Yeah,
but when you're getting into personal insults or homophobic or racial stuff, it's just like you're taking it to a different level, and it's not funny.
And the reason like this doesn't happen in real life is like because if you said that to somebody like in person, you might like get your ass knocked out,
yeah,
or like something, like you might get fucked up for like doing something like that. And that's why there should be repercussions to these fans that act like just abnormally like out like wild.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's hard to pinpoint him too, unless it's like, you know, on camera.
Yeah.
It's just like this guy, but he's getting banned for life. So that's a good,
and it's literally the only place in society where we just like allow that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's
and on
nowhere
social media.
Else. But I mean, social media, whatever. There's a bunch of people like saying like none of that shit matters. It's like internet, but like this is the only place we allow that, like person to person, real life, like face to face, that type of just like absurd behavior. That just is just it's just not even like a normal way to act.
It's not.
That's like not a normal thing to say to anybody.
It's okay
for any reason.
I don't get why people do it. This is a weird thing to do.
Like, yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be so funny. I'm just gonna talk shit on.
But not even just talking shit. It's like absurd, well, yeah, like stuff.
Well, like that's very personal. But that's the same thing, like, as what I was saying with social media. Like the people who do death threats. Like, what are you thinking? Like, that's not funny. It's not any kind of. It's not cute. It's not any kind of thing. Right. It's like you're a dick. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what drives people crazy to be that way. I mean, alcohol definitely for sure doesn't help in like games and stuff. But and he's with his wife. He's acting like that in front of his wife too. Yeah. Like. She's probably miserable too.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, that's a little bit more of a polarizing topic than we normally like talk about on here. But
I don't know, if it's whatever. Polarizing.
I don't think it should be that.
No one likes a dick.
Like, yeah, it's just not normal behavior to act. And why do we allow it in sports? Why do we allow it in sports and nowhere else?
But I don't think it is allowed.
I mean, some of it, like people like say crazy shit to like people like all the time.
But I just don't think you can like really like. Catch people. It's hard to catch people doing it. You know what I mean? Like when there's a crowd of 50,000 people or whatever, you can't really like.
I mean, we got cameras everywhere.
But, dude, like, but that's when people get
like,
caught.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, whatever. It's tough. But there was that whole thing, like in I think it was what Boston when they were saying stuff. Who was it? The pitchers? I guess they were yelling at the bullpen. I forget what that was.
I'm not sure.
There's a whole baseball thing too. Racial stuff being said to, I think it was pitchers in the bullpen. I forget what it was.
No, I don't even know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But it's all messed up. Whatever.
It's true. Don't if you go into games, just act like how you would normally.
I just wanted to bring up something about basketball. That was interesting to me, anyway.
Apparently, they raised money for his fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did a GoFundMe, and they're gonna pay his fine.
I mean, he can do that on his own. It's fine.
But it's the principal, I guess. People want to pay it for him.
I mean, like, the owner would probably pay for it, probably not. But speaking of, like, just rich people's issues, it's a funny-ass story that I saw. And I guess it's not really funny because a man died. And so that's not funny. It's just weird, actually. So a billionaire diamond trader, apparently he just died during a penis enlargement procedure.
Apparently he was a billionaire.
Yeah, dude. Well, apparently, yeah, he was... crazy. And if he was a diamond trader,
yeah, like
first
a
of all,
billionaire,
this dude had, it's not like this dude probably in some way has some blood on his hands, but
that's true.
Yeah, this dude, I don't even know how to say his name. Ehud Laniado, he's a Belgian Israeli dual national dude, who was like 65. And I don't even know like how I feel about.
You don't need.
I didn't know
you people, made it that long.
I didn't know people could die from penis enlargement surgery.
No, he had a bad reaction from the anesthesia, I think, and he went into like shock and died.
Oh wow.
Apparently, the dude was very insecure. He used to look at his bank account.
Yeah,
to make
apparently
him feel better.
He was really small, so he kind of had like a Napoleon complex thing going on. He always focused on his appearance and how others like perceived him. He reportedly apparently checked his bank account multiple times a day just to make himself feel better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nothing, you know, no amount. Anyway, we don't need to get into the.
But
you know,
he was one of he was one of the biggest experts in that valuing raw diamonds. I just like
it's just proof that you can have all the money in the world, and there's certain things you know you can't do.
I just feel like by the time I'm 65, like
yeah, you shouldn't have cared.
Why do like I should be? I feel like I'm good. Like, or needing, like, to get my penis enlarged.
People have
needs. I feel like I would have been, like, wanted to do that already.
I'm sure he had other very deep insecurities. You know, but the thing is, it's like, people have needs, and when you're met with a certain reaction
I wish people
every
could see your hand motions going on. Right
every
now.
Single time, it's a bummer, I'm sure. And you can't do anything about it. You could buy the Jets, send people this and that, and then, you know, it sucks. I guess. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. It might just have more to do with his insecurities because I think he has some insecurities.
Definitely has some insecurities. You're looking at your bank.
So Would you ever get any type of plastic surgery?
I don't think so. I think the only surgery I would get is one that I have to get is the nose surgery. And even that, I'm still afraid to get.
That's not really plastic surgery, is it?
I know, but I think they still consider it like
rhinoplasty. No, that would be nose.
That's
surgery,
a nose job. Yeah.
Like this is more sinus.
Yeah, I've got a deviated septum, but even right. that I'm afraid to get. Man, you hear all those horrors. I mean, Kanye's mom. You know, you hear all those horror stories of people going under.
Yeah, that is like the rarity, though.
Also, Rachel and I watched that show Botched. Man.
Oh, see, I don't. Oh. Do you like medical shows like that?
I like that show.
Oh.
Because
I've watched that show before. I just don't like surgery shows.
Well, but I like them because they're fixing it and they're like the best of the best. So when you go to them, you're getting it. Because that's people cheap out. Like, oh, yeah, I went to go. It was, you know, I found them on Yelp.
No, yeah.
It's like, you can't do that.
Yeah, people. I went down to Mexico to get this. It's like, no, you're just asking for this.
Yeah, like, what
up.
Are you talking about? Just
like, why would you. Any surgery is not something you skimp on.
Yeah, yeah.
You do not cut corners with, like, surgery.
Well, the problem
of any sort.
A lot of people on that show, Botch, too, like, they go to those places because regular doctors are like, I'm not going to do that because you don't need it. And then they'll go to, like, some sketch doctor that'll, like, slap it together. And then the weird stuff happens.
Yeah, anyway. Some dude works out of his car. He does at-home visits.
Right, yeah. Yeah, LASIK on Craigslist.
And just shoot up. Like, that's wild. No, I don't think I would ever.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever get plastic surgery. Honestly, I don't like a lot of women's plastic surgery that I've seen. Obviously, that's usually not as good plastic
that's
surgery.
That's the argument, though. It's like good plastic surgery.
It,
can't tell.
It is until they're, like, really old. Until it's, like.
Right.
Like a 70-year-old with, and their cheekbones are almost like hitting their like you can tell some plastic surgery, but honestly, something that I guess I should have known because there's somebody into everything, but there's a lot of guys who kind of just into like the fake look, like those fake big lips. But like, I see a girl with that, I'm just like, I'm out. Like, that is not attractive to me, like whatsoever.
Look, you know, I'm accepting of whatever someone wants to do, but. It does seem like some people, it's like not healthy. It's like an addiction.
Yeah, it just looks,
you know.
Well, like some people just look scary. People it's not natural. Off. Some like
yeah,
women,
it, does look
it
scary.
Just looks not natural and it freaks me out a little bit and it makes me uncomfortable. It's almost like if I was just standing
just like
next
a
to
a different look.
It was like if I was standing next to somebody with just like a horrible deformity. But they have it as plastic surgery.
I know what you mean. Like, it's that same type.
Where you're
of
like,
I don't want
to like,
look.
I want to look at them, but I don't want to like look at them.
And I don't want them
and
to
like,
think
I,
I'm
I don't
looking.
Want to think I'm like staring. Yeah. And like that's like the feeling I get with some like somebody with like plastic surgery
true.
Like that. There was like this one woman in this old restaurant that I used to work at, and she was one of my regulars, nicest lady ever. But she had like a lot of plastic surgery on her face done, and it was just always weird. But she was the nicest. We had a good relationship. She tipped well. So that was cool. But it still makes me uneasy.
You know, it's tough.
It is tough. Life is
I'm
tough.
Glad that people are doing it, though, for like the reconstructive purposes of it, for people getting into like accidents and stuff. But,
well, yeah, that's totally different.
Yeah, that is.
It's not like really elective surgery.
I just personally, you know, it's not, you know. Plus, I mean, what do I need, right?
I can see a few things right now. Okay, so I don't know how you feel about ranch. How do you feel about ranch?
I much prefer Caesar. I'll put it that way.
Like as a salad dressing or the just in, I didn't mean necessarily as a salad dressing.
No, I know. I dip in Caesar too.
Oh, no.
I like I like Sriracha or Sir Caesar. Throw a little Sriracha in there.
Wait, Sir Caesar?
Yeah, Sir Caesar.
What is that?
It's where you put Sriracha and Caesar.
Oh, I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's good.
That sounds dope.
It's really good.
So you like a little Sriracha and ranch too?
You know where I got that idea from?
Where?
Noodles and Company. I think, Noodles and Company. When we were back in...
Shut up.
When we were in high school, used to. I don't know if they still do because I haven't been there since we were in high school, but they used to serve this Caesar salad wrap. But it was a spicy Caesar salad wrap, and the guy told me it was just sriracha and Caesar dressing. So ever since then, I'll throw a little sriracha in the Caesar, and it's delicious.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That actually sounds pretty dang. I'm going to have to try that.
It's good.
I've never really made my own Caesar dressing, but I've always wanted to.
Oh, it's easy. Scratch.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume. What is it just like?
It's Italian dressing and Parmesan cheese.
Okay, I don't. That's not real Caesar dressing.
That is not real
Caesar dressing. I don't know what you just described.
Well, there's different forms.
I don't know what you just described, but that's not Caesar
it's
dressing.
It's right.
Italian dressing with Parmesan cheese.
All Caesar is, unless you're talking about creamy Caesar, then that's like milk and stuff in there, flour.
I'm talking about regular Caesar dressing.
Yeah, like.
Hold on. I'm going to look this up. Wait, what were you about to say?
No. So, anyway. Because we've both worked in restaurants, many a restaurant, and I've seen the cooks have to throw together Caesar dressing before.
And I mean, it sounds like you were working at some cheap ass spot.
Well,
Where was this place?
That was at the Heartlands. Shout out Heartlands.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not supposed to just.
Oh, they put mayo in it?
I'm looking at like the ingredients right now.
But this is like good. This isn't thrown together, Caesar.
I didn't say thrown together Caesar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just said I never made Caesar. And then you talked about some shit that just was not Caesar. It was Italian dressing and Parmesan cheese. You can just put, that's just Italian dressing.
Italian dressing is good, though.
That's Italian dressing.
That's true. I think there already is Parmesan.
You can
in
put
there.
Parmesan cheese, like, on it. But, like, you use, well, I knew there was, like, you needed anchovy paste.
Yeah, I knew that, anchovies, actually. I did know. That's what those specs are.
That you needed. With a little lemon, a little Dijon mustard, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire,
little mayo, little Parmigiano Reggiano.
A lot of see, I told you that's all it is. Basically, it's just a ton of Parmesan
and Parmigiano Reggiano is not just Parmesan.
Well, you looked up the fanciest one you could get.
It's not just that cheap.
I didn't say like
big thing that of green aged,
it's that
like
green
aged
can
Parmesan,
the sawdust,
it's the finest.
I didn't say to throw a bunch of what brand is that? Like Kraft. I didn't say to throw like a bunch of Kraft sawdust in there.
No, you said Italian dressing.
Yeah, Italian dressing and Parmigiano.
It's just so bad.
And get the anchovy paste out.
But it was National Ranch Dressing Day. I'm not a big ranch person, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people are. It's never really been my thing. Like for wings, I'm more of a blue cheese guy.
Oh, blue cheese all day. Get that ranch out of here with the wings. I'm furious if they hand me
seriously.
That ranch.
Yeah. I'm like, why do you even ask me? Who are these monsters that made you now have to ask that question?
It's
meant to be with blue cheese.
All right, no offense to all your ranch wings.
This could be my grind my gears, but I have a different one.
Actually, you know what? This is going to be my grind my gears.
Wait, hold on.
It's the little kid version of blue cheese with wings. That's what it is.
What?
Ranch with wings.
Well, ranch with chicken tenders, I think, would be the little kid version.
Or ranch with honey mustard. But that's a good combo. You can't. No one's No one's talking down on chicken tendies and honey mustard.
No, that's fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sunday was National Ranch Day, and we live in Maryland, and just so happens that the day after National Ranch Dressing Day in Maryland, a giant truck full of bottles of ranch dressing, apparently just all fell out of this truck, and it was 8,000 bottles just in the middle of the street.
8,000.
Yeah, in March.
We don't know what size that is. That could have been the jumbos.
The truck was carrying 20,000 bottles of ranch.
Oh, my God.
And then had this crash that had the highway closed for about over 10 hours.
Probably from the stench alone.
I mean, that would be miserable.
You know how strong
that
would
smell?
That would smell 8,000 bottles of that.
Of thick,
thick, like,
creamy ranch dressing.
I can't even describe the smell of ranch other than it smells like ranch.
Apparently, some of the bottles, like, opened up and were spilled out all over. But, I mean, if any of the neighbors loved ranch, that would be the perfect time to go out and grab some.
Just run out. Yeah, what do you mean grab
some bottles of ranch, dude? Load up. When else are you going to have a whole truck just let out all this ranch?
I have a question for you.
What?
If you have a bottle of ranch,
uh-huh.
You leave it out overnight, out of the fridge.
Uh-huh.
Do you toss it or do you eat it still?
I mean, I probably wouldn't. This would never happen because I wouldn't eat ranch.
I know, hypothetically,
I'd probably still eat it. There's so many preservatives. Like, if it's like
Kraft
ranch,
that's true. That's true.
You know how much freaking preservatives and crap they throw in there?
Yeah, if it can like, be on the
it'll
shelf,
it'll be fine. It's already you buy it. It's not like it's in the fridge area when you buy
but
it.
But I think once you refrigerate it, it releases the.
Releases what?
I don't know.
No, please go on.
I don't know. Any kind of heavy dairy situation like that, I don't trust.
Is ranch
but you're right.
Heavy dairy? I don't even know what the hell is
it's
in
all
ranch.
Thick and white. I don't know.
I literally don't know what ranch is.
I don't either.
No, but
probably a lot of xylitol
good.
And
it's still good.
Xanthan gum.
I tell people this stuff all the time. Like
Zorbitol.
People that freak out
sucralose.
Over just having milk out for like 15 minutes or just from their drive home.
Oh no, I'm fine with that. I do that all chicken
from the store.
I'll do
and
chicken
stuff
out all
like
day.
That. Like that, we
not
everything's
Roger.
Preserved. It's all been preservated. You're good on that. You don't have to worry so much.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I have very loose food. I do not have what you would call good food hygiene, and I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, I'm very sloppy with my food handling.
I'm a firm believer.
Knock on wood.
In it's still good after 5 seconds or whatever that is.
Yeah, 10 to 15.
I mean, depending on what the food is and how dirty the floor.
True. You know,
nobody
or
ever,
animals. Or,
no one ever talks about the nuances when it comes to eating food off the floor.
It's a lot of nuance. You're not going to eat any
more than
you,
you
know.
No. All right. Well, you know what? I think it's time for Grind My Gears.
Grind My Gears.
So, for anybody that doesn't know, our Grind My Gears segment is something that we talk about every week that's been getting on our nerves, that's been nagging us, getting under our craw, and bothering us just a little bit. And do you want to start this week, or should I start this week, Evan?
Who did last week?
I think you did last week.
Okay, you go this week then.
All right. So my Grind My Gears, and even though we're getting into springtime, and it's not quite as cold as it was out, it's getting a little bit warmer. My Grind My Gears is the people that are outside in like freezing cold weather in shorts.
Phenomenal.
And stuff like that. We know you're cold.
Yeah, you're cold.
I know you're cold. There's no faking it. There's no mind over matter sort of thing.
No.
And I think there's been studies on this. And it really just comes down to basically like dudes wanting to be. Yeah, there's been studies.
What a waste of money. We know you're cold.
Yeah, and you're cold. There's no, I'm just used to the cold.
No,
I'm out in freezing cold
freezing
weather.
It's freezing out here.
No, it is because you're stubborn. I don't know if it's a.
Bro, it's like 10 degrees
a
colder.
Masculinity,
where I'm from.
A macho thing. You're not fooling anybody. I know you're freezing. You're not shoveling your walk in shorts.
Well, it's always dudes doing it, too, so you know it right away.
Yeah. Like, and I don't know what you're trying to prove here.
Yeah.
It's just crazy behavior.
This is the dude who does it, too. He's got cargo shorts on and a hat, and he hasn't shaved in a while.
Quite frankly, it's a spit in the face to every person's ancestor that ever died of the cold.
True.
Before they could even find the proper buffalo skins or the wild furs that
right.
they needed before a stormy winter and everything. And now you're just spitting in their face, the faces of the deceased, by walking around acting like you're not cold in freezing cold weather in your shorts, acting like you're cool or you're trying to prove something.
You're not
fooling anybody.
What do you think that
and
is? Like, it's like you make it midway through winter and now it's like you have to do it or it's like you gave up or something. Like, that's such a weird thing.
I don't know. I don't really know where it is. I know there's been studies on this. I probably should have printed one out before I really got into it.
Put some pants on.
Into it a little bit further, but it's bullshit.
I'm not a big shorts.
People are lying.
I don't really wear shorts that much anyway. I like a good pair of jorts. Like I made some jorts last summer at our barbecue.
Yeah.
On our first podcast ever.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the test pilot run.
Yeah.
We didn't actually air that.
No, we didn't air that one.
It wasn't really suitable.
Nah.
We didn't even have these microphones yet. But I do remember your cutoff shorts.
My jorts.
I don't know how I felt about those.
They were great. I still have
them. Necessarily. But that's my Grind My Gears. You're not fooling anybody. Stop the lie. Just put on some freaking pants. Kevin, what do you have for this week?
My grind my gears this week are adults freaking out in public. All right, you're an adult. Stop. I saw some woman yelling at her like, "Mom." And then the problem is, it's like you can't judge really because you don't know if the person has like a mental issue or if they're just like, you know, like, what are you doing? Like, you can't.
You saw, who did you see? Like, you saw somebody yelling at their mom, freaking out, yelling at their mom? Like, adult?
On Friday, before, when it was just my normal day, I went to a Starbucks before work, and I saw this woman freaking out, I guess her mom, or just some other woman, in the parking lot. Like, just screaming. First of all, you're already screaming at somebody at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's intense.
And like,
that makes me think they might not have gone to sleep.
Yeah, they probably didn't go to sleep. But it's just like, you're an adult. Hold it together, or wait till you get in the car. Like,
keep that shit personal.
Seriously, bottle it up. Do something. No, I don't need to hear that.
I totally get that.
It throws off your whole day. It didn't though for me.
No, there's nothing more awkward than some sort of argument. Now, obviously, if it's a domestic thing.
Yeah, well, that's...
You gotta step in. Somebody's gotta say something. Gotta do something. But, like, if it's...
I just want to deal. Shut up! That's what I want to deal.
If it's just an adult freaking out, like, one of their peers, like, a friend, or, like, some girl, like, yelling... Or some woman, like, yelling at her, like, older, elderly, like, mom. Like, there's, like, all these weird situations that happen out in public where I'm like, what's going on here?
There's
something else going on here.
A whole lot of additional.
Now it's, but it's happening like you, in the super fresh like parking lot.
You were okay to go to Starbucks? Like, you were okay enough to go to Starbucks. But then, like, what could have happened?
I don't know what could have... you're in the same car with this person.
Yeah.
Going to Starbucks at 7 in the morning. You guys are having your conversation. I don't know if you've had breakfast. Maybe just needed that little bit of caffeine pep to get your day started. But... So you're going to start freaking out at this person after you get out of the car.
Right.
After you go to the establishment with several other like people.
Yeah, because they were getting back in the car when the yelling started. So they made it there. Unless they yelled the whole time, took a break, got the Starbucks, and resumed yelling. Anyway.
No, that's not normal behavior.
It grinds my gears.
And if you're an adult, you got to be able to keep it together.
Yeah, hold it down.
A lot of people are just out there wilding out and not keeping themselves together. I mean... We could do a whole podcast on people not being able to keep themselves together in public. And
that is true.
Everything. And the different factions and types of people that just ruin going out in public sometimes. But I think that will do it.
Wrapping it up.
For us this week on the Thread Lads podcast. It's been another fun week back with y'all. We hope to come back next week, but thanks for sticking with us. To everybody that stuck with us through this whole hour, we really appreciate all the support y'all been saying. So make sure you hit us up on like Twitter or Instagram or any of those things. Comment, rate, review, anything that dudes does with us, retweet us, do.
Thread Lads social media question of the week: do you like the movie The Departed? We all know it's an amazing movie, but I would like to hear your opinions because there's some controversy about whether or not how amazing the movie
is. I'm not saying that it's not a good movie. I'm saying that it's overrated.
Whatever.
But that can be a topic that can be addressed next week or some other time in the future. But again, thank you everyone for listening to the Thread Lads podcast. I am your host, Justin Dorsey, and for my buddy Kevin O'Connor, we will talk to y'all next week.
Thread Lads.